Great, thank you. Welcome, everyone, to this organizational meeting of the Chapel Hill Town Council. It is December 2nd, 2015. Tonight, I'd like to welcome all of you to this meeting. We're glad to see a full house. Tonight, the council participates in the, I guess, biennial exercise of transitions. And in this one, we have a great transition. We've been experiencing for the last 9 months or so an empty seat on the council. And tonight, not only will that seat be filled, but several of us will be retiring. And we will, as a community, be beneficiaries of new, exciting, dynamic leadership. And so as an initial matter, I'm proud to welcome them, all the newly elected members, the members-elect, council members and mayor-elect here to the council chamber tonight. We'll begin this meeting with hearing from comments from those council members who will be leaving us tonight. Mr. Storo?
Well, I'll just make a couple of brief remarks. I know we have a lot of circumstance tonight and a lot to celebrate this evening. It truly has been an honor to serve the last 4 years on this town council. I just want to take a moment to thank everybody who supported me both in my campaign 4 years ago and this year as well, and the entire team of colleagues that I've had the privilege to work with over the last 4 years. I was joined when I came onto the council by former council members Penny Rich and Jean Peace and Lauren Eastham, and include them in that team as well. I think the work that this council has done over the last 4 years to improve the quality of life for people living in our community is quite impressive and work that I can be proud of. I was reflecting as I prepared for this meeting tonight about what this experience was like 4 years ago. And I have been in a unique position as a council member for the last 4 years and was really privileged to be sworn in 4 years ago by Mark Chilton, who at the time served as the mayor of Carrboro, and Jerry Cohen, who many of you know served on the town council in Chapel Hill 40 years ago when he was just a law school student at UNC. We have a really proud, robust history in this community of the engagement of UNC students and college students in civic life. And I think that is a, I said 4 years ago that I hoped, if you look at the trajectory of the three of our service, that it fell 20 years apart, and that I hoped that a recent alum or a college student would earn the right to serve on this town council sooner than 2031, and I hope that is still the case. I'm proud of a number of issues I've worked on over the last 4 years. I'm particularly proud of my work to engage students, to engage young professionals in this work. Young people do stumble at times, and I am not immune to stumbles and mistakes, as are all of us, regardless of age. But I hope that we as a community, both with the work I've done and the larger engagement of young people, will continue that work and reflect on the viewpoint that that new voices, regardless of age, and a length of outlook can provide. Regardless of individuals, of council members coming on, of council members coming off, all of us in Chapel Hill, I think, share a really powerful perspective that government is a force for good in people's lives, and that an activist government that takes a perspective on improving quality of life is something that should be cherished and something that should be pursued. And particularly with challenges in governmental policy at the federal level and the state level, I hope that our council in Chapel Hill, and I believe that they will continue to take that perspective and know that government is in and of itself a transformative force for good, and that regardless of age, regardless of viewpoint, regardless of perspective, that should be cherished. So I will pass things on, although I think that the next speaker may have unfortunately just had to duck out just a second ago. So I've never been one for I've attempted in my work on the town council to make my points with impact and brevity, and am now challenged to do that since a colleague who is next in line has left. But it really it has been a privilege to serve. Thanks you to all of you who are here in the audience to celebrate the work of the town this evening. And thank you to all of my colleagues for the privilege to serve for the last 4 years.
Mr. Ward.
Yes, thank you. Pardon my departure. Parking is a bitch in Chapel Hill. So as part of my family was arriving, I could see them through the window, and I'd already let the director of the library in that door, so I knew it was locked. So they're going, they're needing some assistance, so I helped them in. Really, all I want to say and should say is thank you, and thank you. It's been a tremendous privilege and pleasure to serve. You folks who say, how do you do it? Why do you do it? You got it all wrong. This is a great place to sit, a great way to use your time. Lots of rewards. It's not all mundane consent agenda. It's when the going gets tough where it's a thrilling privilege to make those decisions that help shape our community for the better. I say thank you to this town of Chapel Hill and the fine folks who live here who embraced me 40 years ago. It is a quick aside. I might need a few of those. Before getting here, I Googled, how do you keep from getting too emotional when speaking? You can't see some of the things I'm doing, but you'll at least know whether they worked or not. So the town of this place, Chapel Hill, is where I met and fell in love with and married. Lynn Wentworth. Maybe. Maybe you've heard of Wentworth and Sloan. I hadn't I guess I knew of Wentworth and Sloan before I met her, but I didn't know the connection. Anyway, give it a try. Lynn is definitely my better half. She's smart and thoughtful and compassionate and has given much to our community through her work as well as a school counselor at Carver Elementary School and as director of the Durham and Orange County Guardian Ad Litem program, in both cases helping families and young children. She's here, as you now know, as is our oldest son, Nick, and his wife, Michelle. Our son, Sam, and his partner, Kimberly, live in Santa Fe, New Mexico, so they're not able to be here, but I know they're here mentally, emotionally. And if you wouldn't mind, please join me in again thanking them for the 16 years of service that they gave in terms of their support of my involvement on the town council. We all have support like that, and they deserve an awful lot of recognition, and they never get enough. Personally, I'm disappointed with the recent election results, as I was eager to continue to serve on the town council. Working on the difficult challenges facing the town, and there are many, was energizing. is energizing. I found it rewarding to evaluate the subtle differences of the options before us. That part of local politics I cherish. But every 4 years, it comes to the silly season or the campaign season, and I'm like a fish out of water. For the last two election cycles, my campaign didn't look like anybody else's. I didn't solicit or accept any campaign contributions, so I didn't have money. I didn't want to spend money to purchase and send you all postcards, nor did I reorder highway signs, nor choose to bother you with robocalls. My 16 years of service plus $5 to get my name on the ballot had to be enough. And if not, so be it. And here we are tonight. Since becoming a member of the council in 1999, my career at the North Carolina Botanical Garden, one of UNC's public service centers, has served me well, as I was effectively positioned, I think, to help the town council and the university strengthen our sometimes rocky relationship. I'm proud to have been a small part of the excellent town-gown relationships we experience today. My education and training in botany and natural area protection helped me identify my earliest council priorities. And I'm particularly proud to be call myself a botanist. If you've seen The Martian, you'll know why. We're pretty good at problem solving. But along with my council priorities related to conservation, I'm proud to say that, and all this is done is a group effort. I am only a piece of that. But we increased the use of native plant species in our natural parks. And I hope that in all these cases, I've done enough to institutionalize these changes. You never know, but I will watch and encourage if it seems that it's not. We have a much stronger tree ordinance as a result of hard work by many people. We have, I hope, institutionalized within the special use permit process the removal of the existence of invasive species that are on any parcel that's to be developed as part of the council's approval. We've placed a permanent conservation easement on over 100 acres of town-owned property of very nice hardwood forest. And I think it was important to me that the town demonstrate its commitment to natural area protection and all the fringe benefits that come with it. Because in this area, my most proud success story, I guess, is that I'm pleased to have been a leading voice on the town council during our Carolina North discussions with the university, which in part resulted in the protection with a permanent conservation easement of over 300 acres of land of wetlands and upland forest, which, as I understand it, is the first and only time UNC at Chapel Hill has ever agreed to the permanent protection of land with a binding conservation easement. I've grown so much as a person from my work on the council. In particular, I treasure those in our community who opened my eyes to the less visible but still devastating racism and inequities of today. We've made progress, but there is still much to do. We celebrate this in terms of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard's naming, which I'm proud to be a part of, Peace and Justice Plaza, which is we most recently were able to recognize one of our recent council members, Bill Thorpe and Coach Dean Smith. And there are other folks named there that are folks you ought to get to know. And there are others in this room and throughout our community that are helping us in those areas. And ultimately, I want to thank Town Manager Roger Stancil and his leadership team, and in particular, Flo Miller, Ralph Carpenos, and Mary Jane Nerdlinger. They're all compassionate and talented, working hard for each of you, the citizens of Chapel Hill. And now, last but not least, I wish this new council, and especially its newest members, my congratulations and well wishes as you work on making Chapel Hill the very best it can be for all who call it home. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Jim. It's been a difficult day, to say it bluntly. And I mentioned earlier to Roger that maybe I'm just a little too sensitive. But then it made me think about just how unfortunate it would be to actually stare at life coldly and unemotionally. So I'm proud that I'm a sensitive guy. And the time that I had today and in recent weeks to spend with this extraordinary staff that I worked with for the last 14 years, it's very important to me and something that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life. I've learned so much from those of whom I've asked so much as a member of this council over the years. I learned how to keep my shoulder to the wheel. I learned how to stand up to strong criticism and be proud of building a great community. It's been such an honor to have been mayor of this greatest town in America. Six years is probably enough. I want to thank every citizen of this community and every other person who calls this place home. One of the things that I'm most proud of is that we at this dais have worked so hard to make sure that everyone could feel welcome here, that this truly is a place for everyone. And if I had to enumerate my personal goals as mayor, that is number one. On the campaign trail this past year and in years past, I often spoke about growing up all around the country, not having a real hometown. And it wasn't until I arrived here when I was 18, after having lived in Illinois and Hawaii, New Mexico, and east of I-95, that I found that hometown. Even as I look out among those who are gathered here and know that my mother, she always wants me to do that, is watching on the internet. This is the place that really created, allowed me to create a sense of who I am. And I'm proud of who I am, because I'm proud of where I'm from. I'm from Chapel Hill. Those are great words to speak. They're greater words to feel. Many of you know that one of my mentors, most important people in my life, was Joe Herzenberg. It was his election now, almost around 18 years ago, that was a beacon to me that called me here. That beacon said to me that the Chapel Hill could be a town for me. And if for me, then for everyone. It's been the goal of my time on the council. It's been my goal during my time as mayor. Thank you all for the opportunity to have served. We used to have a gallery of mayors out in the hallway out there. Great faces, each one. I always wondered when I walked by them after I took office, what they looked like when they took office. Because yesterday, when my face, this big, plastered on the front page of the DTH, it's like, wow, that really worked you, Mark. It's a lot more gray in my beard. And there's a lot less hair on my forehead. But these are years I would never trade. I want to thank my partner. There's still no ring on the finger. Just Matt. Well, you know, I don't know if anybody was more disappointed. I don't know anybody could be more disappointed than I was at the election results. His strength through a tough campaign and actually several tough years as mayor, he was my rock. And there's a few things I looked forward to more than leaving meetings here. And if I had to leave a meeting, it was great that I could go home to him. I want to thank my family, Marge and Jim Kleinschmidt. There you go, Mom, again. My sister Michelle and her daughter Asia, who stood with me here 14 years ago when I was sworn in to the council. I know a lot of you are parents, but there are no prouder parents. You know that there was a sign for mayor for Kleinschmidt in Littleton, North Carolina? I want to thank my right-hand men, Mark McCurry and Jeff DeLuca. Mark was telling me earlier tonight, he said, you know, when I came into town, everybody hated me. I said, well, you know, it was, we had to assert ourselves. We had to take our place and to earn our way into that gallery. And he set up a system, I think, that became one of the most responsive mayor's offices to Chapel Hill citizens that we've ever had. Every call went answered. Every problem was directed to someone who could provide a solution. And when he left a year and a half ago, I didn't know what I was going to do. Here comes Jeff DeLuca. I met Jeff 6 years ago on the campaign trail for mayor. He was just this first-year student who'd moved up here from Florida. Found out there was this gay guy running for mayor. I don't know, to his credit or his otherwise, maybe. That was enough, I guess. And he worked his tail off to help me get elected in 09. And he carried that same spirit into the mayor's office and picked up where Mark left off and developed such great relationships with the staff that made us even more effective at being able to be responsive to the needs of our community. I haven't learned more from anyone, though, than I have from Roger Stanzel. I wondered what it meant when we hired him. Yeah, I was a little curious why Roger Stanzel, who is this guy? He had sent us a video full of testimonials. And I remember wondering if I could trust those folks in the testimonials. Yeah, I wondered whether or not someone would be so brazen to add all those people to another city who we were hell-bent, and who we knew were hell-bent on basically removing him, but continuing to do what was right for the city, even in the face of what was going to be political undoing. Well, that's the great lesson. I had an opportunity to articulate it recently to a friend that I was going to not be mayor a lot longer than I was mayor. And that lesson I learned from Roger about doing what you believed was right when you had the opportunity to make a difference. Was more important to your legacy and to who you were as a person than anything else you could do. I like to think that that's, and I will leave office believing that that's how I led. I want to thank others who made these last 6 years possible and all the successes that we have accomplished together, particularly our partners at the university. When I was on the council, we were at war. We directed the staff not to speak to the university staff. That's how bad it was. Kevin Foy and James Meeser decided that we'd had enough of that and began a process of repairing a relationship that I had the fortune to be able to build on with Holden and with Carol. And today, when towns like Chapel Hill and universities like the University of North Carolina seem to be under daily assault by politicians in the state capital and our nation's capital, we stand together. Shared values, a town and an institution. I want to thank our partners, particularly those who are nonprofit partners who have associated with some of the great work that we've done, whether it be Empowerment, the Home Trust, CASA, Habitat. The council takes credit for a lot of your work. We know where it's really done. And there's a message I could leave to the other residents of Chapel Hill. It's that we, as citizens, can always make a difference by continuing to support their work, which I plan to do after tonight. I want to thank my colleagues on the council, both past and present, those who sit here at the dais, some of whom I've served with from the beginning. And those who aren't with us here anymore. I think Sandy and Howard and Joe, Jonathan, Ken, Rosemary, and Kevin for having been such great inspirational leaders and models. Uh, come through a challenging time. But like I said when we started this meeting, we are participating in a truly American exercise. Participating in a process that taught the world how to transition effectively without missing a beat, where the power of the people can be reflected in their government. And while the process can sometimes be difficult, I'm proud of our tradition of civility and our tradition that really is a model for every community in the country of true policy and engagement of ideas when it comes to determining who our leaders are. That's what we've been through. Some have expressed my condolences, their condolences to me over the last few weeks. But as I sit here now, soon to end my remarks, I'm filled with joy, the joy of being a Chapel Hillian. The same joy that I see in the faces of first-year students when they're arriving as they're taking their first walk down Franklin Street. The same joy that I see in the third graders at Estes Hills and Frank Porter Graham when I go and speak to them every year. The same joy that I saw at lunch a few weeks ago at church when I sat and ate with residents of the community house. The same joy that's experienced by visitors that come here from around the world to learn from us. It's humbling. We should be humbled by that. I'm proud that the council members that are going to continue their service tonight and those who will be joining in just a few minutes share in that humble spirit. It's a humbling task to lead a community like this. And nobody does it better. Thank you. This is a joyful night. Council will now take a short recess.
I do. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. We would like to continue the meeting with the oath of office of the council members-elect and mayor-elect. We begin with Councilmember-elect Dada Bell.
Ready? Ready. I affirm. Yes.
Councilmember Bell, repeat after me. I, Donna Bell.
I, Donna Bell.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
As town council member of the town of Chapel Hill.
As town council member of the town of Chapel Hill.
Congratulations.
And next is Council Member-elect Jessica Anderson.
Invite any members of the media that need to get up there. Thank you. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. I, Jessica Anderson.
I, Jessica Anderson.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support and maintain the Constitution.
That I will support and maintain the Constitution.
And laws.
And laws.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office.
As town council member.
As town council member.
Of the town of Chapel Hill.
Of the town of Chapel Hill.
Congratulations. Next is council member-elect Nancy Oates.
I, Nancy Oates.
I, Nancy Oates.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties
of my office.
Of my office.
As town council member.
As town council member.
The town of Chapel Hill.
Of the town of Chapel Hill.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
And now Mayor-elect Pam Heminger. No? No? Oh, I'm sorry. Michael Parker. Michael, I'm so sorry. Michael, I'm so sorry. Council-member-elect Michael Parker.
I, Michael Parker.
I, Michael Parker.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office.
The duties of my office
as town council member of the town of Chapel Hill.
As town council member of the town of Chapel Hill.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And now, Mayor-elect Pam Heminger.
What's your family? Close. Are you ready?
I, Pam Heminger.
I, Pam Heminger.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of my office.
Of my office.
As mayor.
As mayor.
Of the town of Chapel Hill.
Of the town of Chapel Hill.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Your papers, madam.
Thank you all. Oh, a little nervous here. Here we go. So the next order of business, delighted to report that we will be electing our mayor pro tem. I will tell you that we have a wonderful history in this town of asking or hoping that our longest serving council member who has not had a turn at this be elected to do so, so I will entertain a motion.
I move that we elect Councilmember Bell as Mayor Pro Tem.
Okay.
Second the motion.
Great, there's second. Are there any other nominations? Great, nominations are closed then. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you and congratulations. Okay. The next thing we're going to do is do our proclamations and resolutions for our outgoing members. We're going to do this a little differently. We have asked several people to handle these for us, and I'm going to start with former Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green to read the resolution and proclamation. Yeah. Oh, sorry, did I go out of order? I'm sorry.
I mean, we can do it that way if you want.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Now I would ask former Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt to come to the dais and let us honor him with a proclamation, and I will ask the council for your vote to support the nomination, to enact the nomination after we're done. It's my honor to read this proclamation. Whereas Mark Kleinschmidt served on the town council as town council member from December 3rd, 2001 to December 7th, 2009, and as mayor from December 7th, 2009 to December 2nd, 2015. And whereas on the council, Mark was instrumental in the implementation of what is now the largest fare-free transit system in the country, made possible by his advocacy for a student transit fee as Speaker of UNC's Student Congress. And whereas Mark made history as Chapel Hill's first openly gay mayor and the fifth openly LGBTQ elected official in North Carolina. And whereas Mark was the first Chapel Hill mayor elected through the voter-owned elections program and supported the program and other initiatives to bolster public financing of campaigns as a council member and as a mayor. And whereas he led Chapel Hill's 2020 engagement of over 10,000 people who live, work, play, and pray in Chapel Hill, a nationally recognized effort to create a comprehensive plan that represents the diversity of Chapel Hill. And whereas he fostered the creation of a revenue stream for affordable housing initiatives, the Penny for Affordable Housing, which won an award from the North Carolina Housing Coalition that named the council its 2014 Public Official of the Year. And whereas Mark has consistently championed Chapel Hill's progressive values and raised their profile at the state and national level as mayor, including delivering petitions to Governor Pat McCrory's office to stop a rollback of abortion rights, bringing together North Carolina's openly gay mayors to ask the governor to veto Senate Bill 2, which he did, and signing a letter with 18 other mayors as part of the Cities United for Immigration Action to ask President Obama to increase the number of Syrian refugees admitted to the United States. And whereas Mark beat back against the recession to champion policies that are supporting economic development to increase our commercial tax base by revitalizing underperforming sections of town toward transit-oriented mixed-use development, increasing private sector job creation, and supporting entrepreneurs through Launch Chapel Hill. And whereas he oversaw a transformation of the relationship between the town and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, culminating in his work with Chancellors Holden Thorpe and Carol Folt to create and implement with the Self-Help Credit Union, the Northside Neighborhood Initiative, a new tool to protect the affordability and vibrancy of that historic neighborhood from excessive investor speculation. And whereas Mark reshaped the town's approach to youth services as part of of 2020, and his efforts led to the creation of a full-time staff position for these efforts. And whereas Mark served as an officer on the executive committee of the North Carolina Metropolitan Mayors Coalition, protecting municipal revenues and fighting for local control of our elections, road funding, inclusionary zoning, civil rights, and more. And whereas Mark, throughout his time as mayor, showed bold continuous leadership to champion Chapel Hill as a welcoming and inclusive community to all, regardless of faith, racial, ethnic, and immigrant backgrounds. And whereas Mark served proudly as an active member of Mayors for Peace, Mayors for Freedom to Marry, and became a national spokesperson for Mayors Against Illegal Guns, and whereas Mark became a regional leader in transportation policy while championing investment in our regional transit programs and chairing the Durham-Chapel Hill-Carborough Metropolitan Planning Organization, and whereas Mark served the community and council through his active participation on the following committees and work groups, leading his creative energy and thoughtful leadership, and yes, I'm going to read every one of them. Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce Council on Sustainable Community, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership Board, Steering Committee, Cities United for Immigrant Action, Civilian Review Board, Firefighters Relief Fund, and Montessori School Council Committees, Council Committees on Affordable Housing, Boards and Commissions, Community Prosperity, Economic Development, and the committees to study the possible creation of student seats on town advisory boards and commissions, to develop a charge and process regarding student seats on town advisory boards, and to consider development options for parking lots 2 and 5. Chair of the Durham-Chapel Hill-Carborough Metropolitan Planning Organization, the Horace Williams Committee, Citizens Committee, Housing and Community Development and Human Services Advisory Boards, IFC Men's Residential Facility Work Group, Inclusionary Zoning Task Force, Justice in Action and Technology Committees, Mayor's Committee on Campaign Finance, Campaign Public Financing, Council Communication, the Habitat for Humanity Sunrise Road Project, Public Art, and Voter-Owned Elections Steering Committee member of the Mayor's Innovation Project, Million Solar Roofs Initiative Steering Committee and Task Force, Public Arts Commission, Public Art Conceptual Plan Advisory Committee, and Public Art Review Committee for the IFC Shelter. Treasurer of the North Carolina Metropolitan Mayors Coalition. Co-chair of the Rogers Road Small Area Plan Task Force. Triangle J Council of Governments. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Mayor and Council of the Town of Chapel Hill that we hereby honor and thank Mark Kleinschmidt for his outstanding service to the people of Chapel Hill and his willingness to serve the community as an elected leader, and we further resolve that Chapel Hill is a better place because of Mark, the second day of December 2015.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that the council adopt this resolution.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. The motion and the seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, please say nay. Thank you. And thank you. And Mark, will you be willing to read our other resolutions up here? We have a resolution to honor Jim Ward. And Mark has graciously offered to read that resolution for us.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It gives me great pleasure to present to you a resolution honoring the service of Jim Ward to the town of Chapel Hill. I was just about to ask him to come up.
Kind of snuck up on you.
Following your lead.
For your consideration, a resolution honoring the service of Jim Ward to the town of Chapel Hill. Whereas Jim Ward served the town of Chapel Hill as town council member from December 6th, 1999. To December 2nd, 2015. And whereas Jim has been the voice of for the trees, employing his professional expertise to advocate for conservation of natural resources that protect Chapel Hill's reputation as a town within a park. And whereas he consistently makes decisions with a mind to the experiences of all people to ensure new infrastructure projects are sustainable, livable, and accessible to all. Whereas he has been a strong advocate for affordable housing, most recently as a member of the Community Home Trust Board of Directors, and whereas he has led on solid waste issues and fought hard for equitable and environmentally sound solutions to those challenges. And whereas in his role as the chair of the Public Transit Committee, he has worked hard to nurture and grow a stronger bond with our transit partners at UNC and the town of Carrboro in order to put us on a sustainable path for our transit system. And whereas he was instrumental to the creation of the new Chapel Hill Public Library, a project that moved forward despite the challenges of the Great Recession and is now one of the most used and innovative public libraries in North Carolina. And whereas Jim served the community and council through his active participation on the following committees and work groups, lending his creative energy and thoughtful leadership to the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Board, Chapel Hill Public Arts Commission, Public Art Review Committee for the expansion of the public library, Civilian Review Board and Facilities Naming Council Committees, Coordination and Consultation Committee, the Council Committees on Conservation Easements and Open Spaces, Economic Development, and Sustainability, Energy, and Environment, Council Committees to consider development options for parking lots 2 and 5, to consider a charge to combine or modify charges for the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Board, to discuss a charge for the Energy, Environment, and Sustainability Committee, and to study the possible creation of student seats on the town advisory boards and commissions. The Durham-Chapel Hill Orange and Orange-Chatham work groups, Environmental Stewardship Advisory Board, the Greenways Commission, IFC Men's Residential Facility Work Group, International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, also known as ICLEI, Library Board of Trustees, Building Committee and Foundation Board, the Mayor's Committee on Campaign Public Financing, North Carolina North, the Habitat for Humanity Sunrise Road Project, Obies Creek, Public Art, Voter-Owned Elections, and the Wallace Deck, Orange Community Housing and Land Trust, the Orange County Air Quality Advisory Committee, Animal Shelter Design Committee, the Chapel Hill Township Park and Educational Campus Master Work Plan, Master Plan Work Group, the Climate Control Committee, Homestead Road High School Road Task Force, Intergovernmental Parks Work Group, the Library Services Task Force, Soccer Symposium Task Force, and Transfer of Development Rights Task Force, Orange County Visitors Bureau Board of Directors, Orange Water and Sewer Authority Interview Committee, the Public Transit Committee, School and Land Use Council, Sustainability Committee, Transportation Advisory Committee for the Durham-Chapel Hill Urbanized Area, the Transportation Board, Triangle J Council of Governments, and the UNC Horace Williams Planning Advisory Committee. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Mayor and Council of the Town of Chapel Hill that we hereby honor and thank Jim Ward for his outstanding service to the people of Chapel Hill and his willingness to serve the community as an elected leader. And we further resolve that Chapel Hill is a better place because of him this the second day, December 2015.
May I have a motion to approve the resolution?
I move that we approve the resolution.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. All right, Mark, may we ask you another one here?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, again for asking me to do this and for the honor of reading these resolutions for Councilmembers Ward and now Mr. Storo. For your consideration tonight is a resolution honoring the service of Lee Storo to the town of Chapel Hill. Mr. Storo. Whereas Lee Storo served the town of Chapel Hill as town council member from December 5th, 2011 to December 2nd, 2015. And whereas Lee was a leader on a range of local issues related to social justice, intergovernmental collaboration, economic development, and visitor promotion. And whereas he was a champion for the Rogers Road neighborhood and as a member of the historic Rogers Road Task Force helped write recommendations to build a new community center and provide sewer service for the neighborhood. And whereas he served as a bridge between UNC students and Chapel Hill governments by holding open office hours on campus, working to appoint students and young professionals to boards and commissions, and working closely with the student government leaders to rewrite Chapel Hill's taxi ordinance and address issues related to student housing. And whereas he served on the Chapel Hill Public Transit Committee and was a tireless advocate for Chapel Hill Transit and an alternative form of transportation, and whereas Lee served with distinction for 4 years as the council liaison to the Chapel Hill Public Arts Commission, assisting them with a new art plan for Chapel Hill and a new name for the commission. And whereas listening to the community concerns, Lee introduced an amendment during the Obie Creek development agreement process to significantly increase the amount of office and retail space required in the development. And whereas Lee helped to rewrite the town's food truck ordinance, making it easier for small business owners and entrepreneurs to do business in Chapel Hill. And whereas Lee was a consistent champion for free speech, introducing the resolution to apologize to reporters detained during the Yates Motor Company civil disobedience protest, and advocating for a bus ad policy that protected the rights of free speech for all. And whereas Lee served as the council liaison and vice chair of the Orange County Visitors Bureau Board of Directors, where he worked to promote visitor promotion and tourism, a clean form of economic development that generates millions of tax dollars for Orange County every year. And whereas Lee was a strong advocate for the rights of women in the LGBTQ community, spearheading both the town's opposition to crisis pregnancy centers and the revocation of Chapel Hill sister city relationship with Saratov, Russia. And whereas Lee served the community and council through his active participation on the following committees and work groups, lending his creative energy and thoughtful leadership to the Cemetery's Advisory Board, Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau Board of Directors, the Chapel Hill Public Arts Commission, Council Committee on Affordable Housing, Council Committee on Boards and Commissions, Council Committee on Economic Development, the Council Committee on Facilities Naming, the Orange Water and Sewer Authority Interview Committee, Justice in Action Committee, the Mayor's Committee on Council Communication, Parks and Recreation Commission, Personnel Appeals Committee, the Public Transit Committee, Triangle J Council of Governments Regional Appearance Committee. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Mayor and the Council of the Town of Chapel Hill that we hereby honor and thank Lee Storo for his outstanding service to the people of Chapel Hill and his willingness to serve the community as an elected leader. And we further resolve that Chapel Hill is a better place because of Lee this second day of December 2015.
Thank you, and I'll entertain a motion to accept this resolution.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Great, thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, and thank you. Thank you, Mark, for reading those out for us. Okay, now we have the appointments for the various council liaisons and representations.
I'd like to make a motion. Okay. So there's been some discussion about this, but it feels like if we could vote on it tonight, accept it, but ask the manager to put it on a schedule for us to come back and speak again after we've had some time to talk with the manager, with the mayor, sorry. I would appreciate that if I had a second for that motion.
Second. Okay. It's been motioned and second. Is there any more discussion? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Any opposed, please say nay. Motion carries. So thank you. Okay, we're winding down here. We're going to have some closing comments. If any of those new council members who've just come on would like to say a couple words, we would welcome that now at this time.
Going to go in alphabetical order?
Well, we'll start down here, if that's okay.
Okay.
First, I want to thank you for coming out and celebrating for us tonight and for your support during the campaign and the support that I know you will give us in the coming 4 years. In this election, voters said that they want council to do things differently. And the first step for any kind of change is to create an environment where that change can thrive. And that is going to require taking risks and working outside our comfort zone. And this will be a growth experience for all of us. And growth is always harder than it sounds. Having watched the incumbents over the years and having campaigned with the new council members, I can tell you that we are all competitive and that we stand by our convictions. so expect us to disagree. And the community will be better off because of that, the robust discussions that we have, that I expect we'll have at times. Such diversity of thought usually results in better decisions. And I have confidence that we will be able to serve with integrity, treat one another courteously, and respect different viewpoints. I'm excited about what we can accomplish in the coming 4 years, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to serve.
I'll be brief. I haven't really earned a long speech yet. Thank you all so much. This really is an incredible honor, and I guess the problem with this election for me is that you get to know everybody else and you end up really liking them and wishing you could serve with them too. So I do know what large shoes I have to fill, and I also am honored to sit with these people up here. I mean, have you seen their resumes? They're pretty amazing. So I want to thank all of you for your support. I look forward to collaborating and working to make Chapel Hill a great place for everyone who lives here and following in the shoes of those who have already put us on that path. So thank you.
I've sat in the seat. I love working for council. I look forward to continuing the work, and I welcome back those both old and new, and those who are no longer with us. I will miss you greatly, but just as I have learned to depend on your expertise as you sat beside me or near me, do not think that I will not be reaching out to you just because I do not get to see you every Monday. But I will wave at you, as you'll surely be watching us every Monday at 7 till whenever we end.
Maybe you can do this out
Thank you. Hillary Clinton said that it took a village to raise a child. Well, I think it took a metropolis to get me here. So there are huge numbers of people that I should thank. And I want to thank specifically my family, Linda, my wife, my daughter, Stephanie, my son-in-law, Samuel, everybody else. You know who you are. I'm incredibly grateful for all of the help that I got in getting here. And most importantly, I owe a huge debt of gratitude to the voters of Chapel Hill who elected me, and I'll do my best not to let any of you down. Thank you.
Did anyone else want to make any comments? Okay.
I wanted to thank the new members who've spoken so far for their brevity.
Okay. Well, I want to reach out and say thank you again to Mark and to Jim and to Lee. Your combined 35 years of service to this town is commendable. I know that requires a special spirit and willingness to serve. Public service is hard, and you did it well, and we thank you for that. I'm also confident that our town is in good hands with this new council. We're a new mix of people who have been here for a while and people who are new, and that brings a wealth of experience and knowledge and some fresh ideas to mix into there so that we can help find those creative solutions for our town. I'm excited to be working with you. I know that we all share a love of Chapel Hill. This is our town. And we're committed to fostering our diverse community and planning out a sustainable future to keep it that way. These are the values that will help guide our council as we make these decisions and have those deliberations. And, of course, it takes a team. We all depend on our family and our friends and the community that has supported us. I've been humbled by the amount of outreach from this community during the campaign and after, and I hope it continues to go on. Part of that team is also the manager, Roger Stansel, and his staff, and their willingness to work with us, and they've already been willing to listen to new ideas, and we've started to implement some changes even before coming in here to office. We're going to be working on those items and many more, and there are some big issues this council's going to wrestle with. We're going to be looking hard at the Ephesus Fordham form-based code and seeing what we can do to make it better. We're going to be accelerate the implementation of the sidewalks and greenways that the voters approved in the recent bond referendum, make those a reality. And we're going to develop some concrete affordable housing goals and know where we're aiming and where we're going with that. As we address these goals, my goal is actually to foster that open communication, getting people to the table, listening to our advisory boards, listening to the needs of our business community and the concerns of our citizens. The way for this town to be successful is in its inclusiveness, and that's what we're going to strive for. I know we can rise to this challenge. I see a bright future for this town, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you and all of you out there to make it a reality. Thank you again for coming tonight, and thank you for your support. We're going to be taking a quick picture here of council, mayor, and we're going to have refreshments in the room across the hall. You're welcome to go ahead and start the punch and cake before we come over there, and we'll join you shortly. Meeting adjourned? Meeting adjourned.
Your gavel.
Catherine, are we doing it?